Yeah, we're holding Daf Chof Gimel Amar Aleph. We got to the two dots last time, explained the chiluk between the Reish and the Seifa, where the two Eidim said that she was Mekudeshes, and then two said not Mekudeshes, and two said Megureshes, two said not Megureshes. The last teretz was, even by Kedushin, we're talking about the two Eidim said they saw the way she did get, she did get married, she had Kedushin, and then two Eidim just said they did not see the Kedushin. So that's why we don't leave them. The verse of the Chiddush was, even though they live in one courtyard, which I would have thought that if they did get married, there should have been a curl, everybody should know about it. Kamashim will know that sometimes people get married privately without even the people, their own neighbors, knowing about it. The verse of the same story is about a get also, that even though Adam said that we did not see the Gershon, we were neighbors, also it's true when we believe the two Adam that said that she did receive the get. Because it's possible that a person would give a get privately, nobody knows about it. Amar says Vaita. V'yemishani says bo edim leteitzei. Says in the Mishnah, let's say that if she got married and then Edim came and told us, well, that's going to be a question in the Gemara, whether it's going in the Reish of the Mishnah or whether it's going in the Seif of the Mishnah. Again, the Reish of the Mishnah was that Anisha came and told us that Eshes Isha Yisi Ugrushani. So we believe what they said, that she's a Gerusha now, because of the Peshos, the Peshitim, we let her get married. But let's say after she got married, now two Edim came and told us that they know she was married before. So now the Mishnah says, what? Harezu Leitetze, if she's married already, is Leitetze, she doesn't have to give a get. So Mora says, Rabboishia Masnin Lo Aresha. Rabboishia says, this din, the end of the Mishnah goes on the Resha, like we just said. In the case where Nisha said that she was an Eshes Ish and Grusha, so we believed her. She had a right to get married. Now, if two Edom come and say she knows she was married before, still we let her stay married to the second husband. Rabba Bar Avin Masnin Lo Aseifa. Rabba Bar Avin learned this din, the Seifa, the Mishnah, learned this halacha on the Seifa. The Seifa, the Mishnah, was in the case when Isha says, Nishpesi or Tyranny, she tells us she was captured by the Goyim, and nobody lived with her. So again, it's a per shosa, per shitta. We believe what they say, no goyim live with her. Therefore, she's mutter to get married to a kohen. So now it says in the Mishnah at the end, let's say she got married to a kohen, and then two Edim came and told us that she was captured by the goyim. So now there's no more per shosa, per shitta. Still, we say leitetze. So Gemara says, man the master in law Reisha, according to Rabbi Yishe that learns this Chiddush in the Reisha, kol shchenar seifa. Of course, in the Seifa, he agrees that the issue would be Leitetzei. Tebeshivu yehekilu. Because the Seifa is a more kal. There it's a shayla what, that she was captured by the Goyim. So Rashi says, the chshosha bi'almhu. The ikha shema nivlu levgachovim v'nisla lakunam. It's only a chshash. We do not know for sure the Goyim live with her. And so he says, there's a svar in the Reisa that Anisha is menavala satsmo. Anisha makes herself look not nice. So the goyim would not want to live with her. So it's really only chashash mid rabbanon. So therefore, even though lechatchila, like if we know that she was captured, then she's not allowed to get married to a kohen. But it says now that if she did get married, and then two edim came and told us that she was captured, it says leitetzei. So now, if you learn this chiddush on the reisha, koshchein on the sefer, because the reisha there it's a shalin in nisa diraisa, like there the isha says she was married, and then she says she received a get. So later, when two Edom come and tell us that she was married, there's no more Peshosa Peshita. So we have to be afraid maybe she's still married and the second Kedushin is not Chal. Kamash Mila, no, still we believe her. The Mor says, the man, the master, lo Seifa. But the one Rabba Bar Avin that only learned the Chiddush on the Seifa, the Mishnah by Shvuya, Avala Reisha Loi, and Echnami, the Reisha, the Mishnah, doesn't say this Chiddush. And in the Reisha, if we'll have later two Edom coming and tell us that she was once married, even though she got married the second time already, the din would be Teitzei, because now Lamaisa, we have a good Sufik Midiraisa, maybe she's still married, so then the din would be Teitzei. So Mora says, what's the Machloikis Tolian? Lema b'derav hamnuna kemiflagi. The Machloikis is Tolian of Hamnun is Halacha. The man, the master in law, Reisha, the one that learns the Chiddush on the Reisha, that still we believe her, is l'derav hamnuna. He also from hamnuna that an Isha that tells the husband, Gerushani, she's believed, like we had before. And Isha may is paneh b'fnei baila. And Isha doesn't have the chutzpah to lie in front of her own husband. See, if the Isha tells us that she received a get, she's believed.
That's why even in the Reisha, where we have later on two Eidim coming to tell us that she was married, still if she got married a second time, we believe her when she says she received the get. But the one that learned this Chiddush in the Seifa, the Mishnah, only in the case of Shavuya, where she was captured by the Goyim, but in the case where Eidim come and tell us that she was married once, we say now Teitzei is the Chura, less like the Rav Hamnuna. He does not hold from Rav Hamnuna's halacha. Therefore, when the Isha tells us now that she received the get, we can't believe her. Since we have Eidim that she was once married, we can't believe her to say that she received the get. Tomorrow says, Loi, no, that's not the machlokes. I tell you the Kuli Yalm is Lod Rav Hamnuna. It could be everybody holds from Rav Hamnuna's halacha. V'ocha bo kemiflug, you hear the machlokes is like this. The Ma Sovar Ki Yitma the Rav Hamnuna Befonov. When do we say an Isha's Nema to say that she received a get? She could tell the husband, you gave me a get, only if she says it in front of the husband. Because that's a svara, and Isha won't be meyish, she won't have the chutzpah to lie in front of her own husband. So if she tells us in front of the husband, then for sure we believe her. Avosh loy befonov, but over here, where it's not in front of the first husband is not here. She is coming to Bezdin and telling Bezdin the fact that even though I was once married, you should know I received a get. The Tanakhama, we hold that Meiza, she would lie, since she's not in front of the husband, we have to be afraid she'll lie, therefore we can't believe her. So that's Rabbi Ravin's svar to say that the din that said Leitzeitz is only in the Sefer by Yeshivuya. But in the case where we know she was married, and she tells us she received a get, we don't believe her. But Umandim, Samora says, Umasova shloi befon of nami yenemiza. Heis Raboishia that learns the Chiddush even in the Reisha, he holds even in the Reisha. When Isha comes and tells us that she received the get, we believe her, because even not in front of a husband, she also would not lie. So therefore, even though Lechatzchila of two Eidim came first and told us that she was married, we don't believe her. But I call upon him where she told us first that she was a Gerusha, and we gave her head to get married. So once she had the head to get married, even though later two Eidim come and tell us that she was once married, we still have the right to believe her, and we say the din of Loi Teitzei. Or else it could be lechatchilas mishum lozus chosayim that she shouldn't get married. Since there's a question about it, we don't let her get married until she proves it. But I call upon him, if she got married, that's the sort of thing like Teitzei, we have a right to believe her, she won't be meyiz even shleib if neibayla. Right, then it says, v'mishanisseis bo'edim, again, Omar avur d'shmuel, so avur d'shmuel says like this, loy nisseis nisses mamish, it doesn't mean that the isha mamish got married already. Let's say it goes on the safe, according to everybody goes, in the safe everybody agrees, that Anisha told us that she was captured by the Goyim. And then she told us she was Torah and nobody lived with her. So it says we give her a heter to get married to a Kohen. So the Mishnah says if she got married to a Kohen, and later to Edom come and tell her she was captured, it's like Tetzah, she doesn't have to go away from her husband. So it's saying now it doesn't mean that she mamish got married to a second husband. But once Bezdin gave her a heter, paskin, that with the Pesh Shos or Pesh Hitta, when she first came and told us that she was captured and that she was Tahor, that nobody lived with her, and we believe her, so Bezdin gives her the Hetter to get married. Once Bezdin passed on this Hetter, Bezdin does not take away the Hetter. That's the Chiddush. Lav Davka Shimamish got married, but rather Kivan She Tiruhu Linosei is Afal Pishlo Niseis, even though she didn't get married, still we don't take away the Hetter. If two Eidim come late and say she was captured, so what? She has the heter, she's allowed to keep it. So the Gemara of Leteitzi Katoni, it says Leteitzi Mashma, she got married, this she got married to the Kohen, and we say Leteitzi. So Gemara says no, Leteitzi Mehateri Harishin. That's what the Mishnah means Leteitzi. It means she does not go out from the first heter she received. Once Bezdin passed her the heter for her, she keeps the heter. Tana Rabbon, they will learn the Brisa like this: Omro Nishvesi Yatirani. Let's say an Isha comes and tells us by herself that she was captured by the Goyim. But you know, Torani, they didn't live with me, I'm still Tor, I'm allowed to marry a Goyim. But Vyeshli Eidim Shatorani, but she says, you should know, I have Eidim that I was Tor, I have Eidim that were with me the whole time when I was captured, and they saw the way the Goyim never forced me, never lived with me. So Gemara says, Ein Omer, we don't have to say that Namtin Achi Yavo Eidim, we should wait until maybe the Eidim comes. No, we don't have to wait. we're allowed to give her a heter right now. Because right now, there's a peshos, a peshitter. As far as we're concerned, we do not know she was ever captured. Who told us she was captured by the goyim? She is telling us. So since it's she that's telling us, that's the svar of a peshos or a peshitter. Now, hetiru linosei, we gave her the heter, we said she's allowed to get married to a koyin. V'yachakach bo'edim. And after she got married to the koyin, or it says, V'yachakach bo'edim, and then edim came, v'yomru, and they said like this, Nerzai, we know she was captured, but lo yodano, but we do not know that the goyim did not live with her. In other words, we weren't with her the whole time. So then is harezu lo'yteitzei, she does not have to go out, she does not have to leave her husband. Or else, the way we're saying before, what it means to say is, once Bezdin gave her the heter to get married, she does not lose a heter. V'yembo v'edi tuma. But let's say Edim come and tell us, no, we know the way she was captured, and we even saw the way the goyim lived with her. Afilu yesh l'kam abonim is taitzei. Even though she has a lot of children from her husband, the koyin, is taitzei, because the maisa now she has a din of a chalolarana, since she lived with a goy. The halacha is a kohen is also to marry her. Every bia the kohen has with her is a bia saveira. Therefore, the kohen has to give her a get, even though they have kama bonim. Talimor says vayta. Hanu yeshivuyoso. There were these ladies, people that were captured by the goyim. The yasin lenadoi. They came to Nadoi. So we don't know the halacha. Like, are they tomei or not? Are they allowed to marry a kohen or not? Is Oisev Avua de Shmuel Natura Badayu. So Shmuel's father put watchmen upon them. In other words, as if to say that the Taka Tohor, a Kohen's allowed to marry her, and will watch her from now on to make sure no Goyim, that she doesn't have Nivola to apostle her. So Omalei Shmuel, so Shmuel said back to his father, V'yadu Idno Man Naturino, like up until now, until today, who watched her? Like, how is this going to help? Like, we know that she was captured by the Goyim. So we have to be afraid, maybe a goy lived with her. The halacha is, if a goy lives with a Jewish girl even one time, she becomes posel, she can't marry a kohen anymore. She's a halala, or a din zayna she has on her, that a kohen can't marry her. So Amalei, so Avu Shmuel said back, Ilu bantecha heaven, if it would have been your daughters, miheves mizalzla b'hu, would you be mizalzla with them kuli high so much, like not to give them a heter? Like we'll soon see, in other words, this is a way to be mad to them. So Mora says, I call upon him, Heve Kishgoga Shiyotz Mephnei HaSholet. That it was like something came out of the mouth by mistake from the Sholet, from the king, like, from the ruler, and it came about, like here, of Shmuel's father said to him, why are you Mezalza? Would you be Mezalza so much with your own daughters? So he gave like a clola, like, that your daughters will be captured. So Mora says, Vishtaboyin Vante de Mashmuel. It came out, that's what happened, that Shmuel's daughters were captured by the Goyim. V'yasaknul yarad Yisrael. And they brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. So what they do is, ukmel yishvayanu me'avroi. They did like this. In other words, there were Edim, Taka people knew that the daughters of Shmuel were captured by the Goyim. Now they'd come to Bezdin with the Edim. Bezdin would say that the apostle can't marry her. So they wanted to make some type of a heter here, that Bezdin should first give her a heter. So what they did was, they told the Edim that know that she was captured to stay outside, don't go into Bezdin. And they sent only these two girls, the two daughters of Shmuel, into the Beis Medrash to Rabbi Chanina, that they sent it to the Bezdin of Rabbi Chanina. This one said, you should know I was captured by the Goyim, but I'm Torah, they didn't live with me. And the second daughter said, Nishvesi Yotayrani, that also I was captured by the Goyim, but you should know I'm Tor, no Goy live with me. Tamar says, Sharinu, they were Matoho. This is Dalocho, like a Peshos, a Peshitter. As right now, when she went into the Bezdin did not know that they were Edim. As far as Bezdin knows, they never knew she was captured. So Bezdin believes it to say that you're telling me you were captured and you're Tor, we believe her. And Bezdin gave her Heter, she's allowed to get married to a Koyin. Is Soif Oil. Also, Shubiyainu, later the two Edim that know that she was captured came into the Bezdin. So, Rabbi Chanina said, the Dayan said, born into Marayan Inun. These are daughters of a big Poisek, a big Talmud Chacham, to do such a trick like this. That's the loch we just said before. that about Shavuyin, that that we say a girl was captured by the goyim, she's posted for Kohen, it's only a chumrach shash midrabonin, like a man lost on the yuchsin. So in the case where Bezdin first paskin that she's muted to get married to a Kohen, it was a matzav of a peshos a peshita, Bezdin leaves the heter even though later on we find Adam tells her she was captured. So that was the story here. So the Dayan says it looks like these daughters were like daughters of a big Talmud Chochem that the father told them what to do. And the Gemara says it was true that Igloi Milson, the Bante de Mashmul Heaven. It came out that these were the two daughters of Mashmul. And that's a heter, that about when they came into Bezdin, Bezdin did not know they were captured. Bezdin passed them mutter and they remain mutter. Omalei Rabbi Chanin el Rav Shomon Barabba. So Rabbi Chanina the Dayan told Rav Shomon Barabba, "Puk itfu b'kruvasecho, like you're a kohen, go get married to your korov, go get married to the daughters of Shmuel. It was like take care of them. There's a locher is their muta, so why don't you marry them?" Omalei Rabbi Chanina, so he said back to Rabbi Chanina, "V'ikeidim emdina sayom, how could I get married to them? I have to be afraid. Maybe they're eidim emdina sayom that say that she was captured. That's the habimina, and therefore I won't be able to stay married to her." So he answered back, "Hashta miyas lesnau, come on. But right now, koponim, we have no edim right now. So edim b'tzad isasom b'ti yosar. Like, are you afraid that maybe the edim someplace says that's why now she should be yosar? Like, we're not afraid of this. Right now, there are no edim. Therefore, she's mutter to you. So go get married to her. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe edim will come later." So Mari asked the kashra, it's makra from the dying of Chanino. Time would lo yosu edim. Why did he say she get married to her? Because you don't have to be afraid. Edom will come later. But mashma ha'asa edom, mashma fedom would come, misasro, then you would become asa to your wife if later edom come and tells that she was captured by the goyim. So now we have to be afraid that maybe she lived with them and she's a zayna like, she's asa to you. Is that true? Ivo omar avu adishmuel. We just got finished learning that Avu Shmuel said that Kivan Shetiruli Nosei, once Bezdin gives you a heter to get married, Afal Pishla Nisus, even though she didn't get married yet, she doesn't lose a heter. You see, once we gave her a heter, she remains with the heter. Someone says, Omer Avashi, Eide Tume Itmar. Here the question, what he was worried about, not Eide Mustam come and tell us that she was captured. No, that I know the locher is, once Bezdin gave her a heter, the heter still remains. But what I was afraid about, maybe Edom will come and tell us that they saw the way the Goyim really, really lived with her. And if the Goyim lived with her, they made her into a Zayna, then I'll have to give her a get. So now he answered back, very good, Uchnina. You don't have to be afraid. Since up until now, we do not have any Edom like that, that she lived with them. You don't have to be afraid, she has nus with them. So therefore, you're allowed to get married to her. Yeah, okay, the Mishnah. Mishnah says, right there. Shtei noshim shenishbu. Two ladies were captured by the goyim. Two Jewish ladies. So Rashi says sheyesh edim shenishbu. We're talking about there are edim there. Edim told us that these two ladies were captured by the goyim. Zoy semeris nishbeisi tyranny. This one says, you should know I was captured, but I was tor. No goy lived with me. Vizoy semeris, and the second one says nishbeisi tyranny. Is alocha einam nemonis. We don't believe them. Again, there's no peshos or pesheter. We're talking about, like Rashi says, Edim told us that they were captured by the goyim. So halacha is, we have to be afraid now for a mal osam liyuchsim of the rabbonin that we had the sword before. Roy v'adid chov maprutzim aroy is saying we have to be afraid the goyim live with them. They have a din zayner on them now, and the apostle to marry a kohen. But the Mishnah says of a zman shein miidois zu al zu harei elu nemonis. If one lady says Edis for the second one, she's not only saying that she's Torah, but she says, Yishno, I know the way the second one was with me the whole time, and I saw the way no Goyim ever lived with her. And then Takin Amonis. Then we believe them. So Rashi says, the Bishavuya Hakilu Lahamen Edecha Vakiluisha. That's the Lacha. But this Shail of a Shavuya is a Kula that we say, since it's only a Mailosam Yuchs, it's only a Dinder Rabbonin, that we say she's also. The Rabbanim were Maimon believed even in Isha. And they dechod, even one lady is allowed to say, the way I saw the way she was captured, and the Goyim never lived with her. So if one says Edis for the second one, they are both Torah. Verses like this. Torah Rabbanim lived in a brace like this. Ani Temeya V'chaverti Torah. Phoenicia says, Yishino, I was Tomei,
In other words, I was captured by the goyim, and the goyim live with me. But the chaverti Torah, Ishno my chave, my friend, she was also captured. But I know the way she was Torah. No goy ever lived with her. Isn't it menace? That's a very good case. We believe it. Rashi says alakil. We believe everything she says. If she says that she's temeyani, that shav yanashach tichad yisura, we believed her that the goyim live with her. And then that she tells us that her friend is tor, we also believe her. What about if she says, ani tohira v'chaverti temeyan? She says just the opposite. I was captured by the goyim, but I'm tohira, no goyim ever lived with me. But my chaverti temeyan, the goyim live with her, that's what she's telling us over. Halacha is ein anemenes. She is not believed. Rashi says, "Aklum l'kam aforish lo l'kula." Soon the Gemara will explain why not. She is not believed in anything. In other words, we're talking about now that Edim, the Stamas says that she was captured, so she's not neman on herself to say she's tor. But who Adin? She's not neman on a chaverta to say tameya. That Rabbanon didn't give any kula. Rabbanon only gave a kula by yeshivuya to believe in Edechah if they say tohira. But if an Edechot wants to say Tumeya, for that you have to have two Edim, and one Ed is not Neman. What about if she says, Ani v'chaverti Tumeya? Nemenes. She says upon both of them that she and a chaverti is Tumeya, then is Nemenes alatzma. She's believed on herself that she was captured and that the Goyim lived with her, so she is possible to marry a Goyim. But v'ena Nemenes achaverta, again, she's not believed achaverta. She has no nemonis to say upon a friend that her friend was captured and lived with the goyim. She can't pass the chaverta. What about if she says, Ani v'chaverti Torah? She tells us, hey, this is true. Me and my friend was captured by the goyim, but Yishno, I know the way both of us was Torah. The goyim didn't live with me. The goyim didn't live with her. The locher is nemenis al chaverta. She has a din of an eidecho to be believed on a chaverta for a friend that her friend is Torah. But we ain't in the menace al atzma. But on herself, she's not Nemun. On herself, we have to be afraid maybe the Goyim did live with her, and therefore she's possible to get married to a Kohen. That's what the Braisa says. Now the Gemara will go and explain the whole Braisa. Oh, Mamar, we just learned before, Edin of what ani tohira v'chaverti temeya. Yes, now we'll explain it. The Oh, Mamar, ani tohira v'chaverti temeya. The ratio where she says she's tohor, but a chaverti is temeya. Zayin and Amenish, she's not believed. Samora says, Hilchi Dami, how are we talking about? What's the ratio talking about? If there are no Edim at all that she was captured, and she herself is telling us that she's captured and that she's tor, for the Gemara Alatzma, my lem hemna, why isn't she believed on herself? Nishbeisi Utoira Nikomra. It's Mamish the din of the Mishnah before. There's a Peshos, a Peshita. She's the only one telling us that she was captured. She's the Peshosa, so we should believe her when she says Toirani that the Goyim didn't live with her. So why does it say Enin the Menesh is not believed on herself? Elop Shita the Edim. We have to be talking about in the ratio of the first case that Edim were there telling us that she was captured. Therefore, on herself, she's not believed. But if she says that a Chaverta was Toiro, even though we have Edim that she was also captured, but she is like an Edechot for her friend. So therefore, a friend is tor because she's an eidechot for a friend, but on she herself does not believe for herself, and she has no eidechot on her side. Therefore, she's tameya. So that's pshat the ratio of their eidim there. Therefore, she's not neman on herself, only achaverta. Eimem mitziyasa. Now, what does the second case say? Ani v'chaverti tameya. He says, you should know me and my friend. We were both captured, and I'm telling you the way the goyim lived with both of us. Is Nemenes alatzma? She's believed on herself that she herself is possible, but we ain't on Nemenes alchaverta. She is not believed alchaverta. Now, what's the case? Vi dike edim, if there are edim there that they were captured, amayla mehemna, why is she not believed alchaverta? Not believed alchaverta would be mashma that alchaverta, the friend, is takator. Why? If there are edim that both were captured, so, because of those Edom alone, both should become Tomei. So, why do we say in the menace? If she says that she is Tomei and her friend is Tomei, she should be in the menace that both Taker is Tomei. El Epshita, it has to be talking about the Lek Edom. There are no Edom. That's why we say in the menace she's not believed. In other words, even though on herself, maybe she is believed because of Shav Yanashach Tichad Yisura, but Akol Ponam Al Chaverta, she's not believed.
On a chaverta, we don't have two edim saying she was captured. Because she herself, one aid is saying she's captured, one aid is not enough. Therefore, it says, Lach of Einan Aminis. So it comes out that Mitzios is talking about that there are no edim that she was captured. Now let's go to the third case. Amos Seifa, what does the last case say? Ani v'chaverti tohoira. That says, next case, the Seifa says that Ani v'chaverti tohoira. If she says, you know, me and my friend, both of us were captured, but we were pure, the goyim didn't live with us. Is Nemenes Achaverta, she believed Achaverta, on a friend, she's like an Eidechod, therefore Achaverta is kosher. Mashenkein Vienna Nemenes Alatzma, but for herself, she's possible to say Eidus for herself, so therefore she's possible a Koyin. Now, Vidulek Eidim, if there are no Eidim that she was captured again, Aatzma Mailem Hemna, why isn't she believed on herself? For herself, she should be believed. Elif Shita, what do you have to tell me? Dik Eidim, we're talking about what now? The war Eidim here. If so, Reishav is safe with the Eidim. The Reishav is safe is talking about the Eidim that the ladies were captured. Mitzios saw the Lek Eidim. And the middle case is talking about there were no Eidim that they were captured. So the Kasher is a bit of modna. It's one Brisa. You don't change around the story in the middle. That the first two cases is there were Eidim she was captured. And the middle case is there were no Eidim. It's a little bit of a Kasher. So first the Gemara says, Omer Abaya, Abaya says, Enachanami. Yes, in, it's true. Reisha of a safe for Dik Eidim. The only way to answer this price was to say the Reisha of a safe is talking about there were Eidim that she was captured by the Goyim. But Mitzayoset Lek Eidim, that it is Mitzayoset says that she's not believed Achaverta, is the Pshat because there were no Eidim that they were captured. So therefore, just on one Eidechod, it's not enough to be Mastak Lutumo, you're not Nemon Achaverta. That's the only way Rapop was able to answer this price. Mar says Rapapa says, I'll tell you, Kula Dikadim. It could be all three cases here. The whole price is talking about that there was Eidim that she was captured. V'ika Eid Echod the Kapich. But there's one Eid Echod saying the opposite from her. V'ika Eid Echod the Kapich. Whatever she said, there's an Eid Echod against her. So like this. Omra Nitimeya V'chaverti Toiro. If she said that she was Tomei, but her Chaverta was Toiro. And an Eidechot says, now in other words, there are Eidim that they were captured. We know these ladies were captured. Now she is saying that what? That she's Temeya, but Chaverta is Torah. There's an Eidechot also there. V'yomalo Eidechot, a Torah. You each know I know is Torah. V'chavertcho Temeya, but I know your Chavertcho is Tomei. So Lachor is like this, and as I know that your Chaverta, she did live with the Goyim. So therefore, Ihi, you yourself, and you yourself, you tell us that you live with the Goyim, so that's a klal, a person is neman al atzmai. For yourself, on yourself, you're neman fi surim. You have a right to make an isra upon yourself. That's called shav yanafsha. You can put upon yourself, chaticha di surah. You can put an isra upon yourself. That a kol punim, you yourself, have to be knowing this isra. So shayla, if other people have to be knowing this isra also. Some learn shav yanafsha is only nemanis for you yourself. But not for other people. Rakoponim, you yourself have to be neg like your osa. Chaverto mishtaria pumadido. But you should know your friend, she's takator. Why? Because since you, as an Eidechot, saying that she's Tor, even though there's another Eidechot saying the opposite, but that's the law that we had before, the Chorokomokim, Shemino Eidechot, Rakan Kishnayim. Since the Rabbonim believed in Eidechot by Shuruah to say that she's Torah, so we believed you. Once we believe you, the second Eid Echod that comes and says that she's Torah, we don't believe that Eid Echod. Therefore, that's Pshan the Reisha, that you yourself can say you're Tameya, you're Shaganashach, Tichadisura, you remain Tamei. But your friend that you say you know she's Tor, Henachnami, this Eid this helps, that tells us that she's Tor because of you. What about the next case of Ani Tohoira, V'chaverti Tameya? She says that she's Tor. But a chaverta is Temeya. Now, the omolo eidechot is an eidechot that's saying, at Temeya, you are Tomei, the chavertcha Torah. And your chaver is Torah. So it's like this. Ihi, you yourself, kivon dike eidim, lavko kimine. But we have eidim that you were captured. Since we have eidim that you were captured, on yourself, you're not nemo to say that you're Torah. So therefore, the fact you say you're Torah doesn't mean anything. And Befrat, here we have an Eidechot that's saying it to Meya, so Avadi, you're not Neman on yourself, Avadi, you're to Meya. But Chaverto, Yishno, your Chaver, even though you're saying she's Tumeya, but Mishtar Yapuma the Eid, she becomes Mutti because of the Eid Echot. The Eid Echot says that she's Torah. The Eid Echot says we know that the Goyim did not live with her. And it depends how you learn here. If that Eid Echot came first, Savadir, it's good. It's called Akomokim Shemino Eid Echot, Reikon Shnayim. First, the Eid Echot came and told her that she was Torah. So the Rabbanan believed her. Once she's believed, the fact you come now and chase she's Tumeya, she's not Neman. But it could even be, maybe no, even if you come first. But the halacha is, you're not Neman. To say Tumeya, we don't believe you. You have no Nemanis to say Tumeya. The second one that comes and says Torah, she has a Nemanis. The Rabbanan believed her. So it could even be, like, even after you come, now when she comes and says Torah, also we believe her. Vaita, the next case of the Braisa is, Ani v'chaverti Tumeya. If she says, me and my chaverti, both of us was Tumei. Both of us together is Tumei. Is v'yoma lo eidechot. And eidechot says the opposite, that at v'chaverti chatoira. Both of you is ator. So locher is, ihi, you yourself, shavis lanashach tichad yisura. You yourself put upon yourself an issa that you yourself told us that you were Tumeya, you did live with the goyim, so you nemen upon yourself. Therefore, even though an Eidechot says you're Torah, you're Neman more upon yourself than the Eidechot. Therefore, you have to remain Tumeya. Alright, turn over.